Smile on. VIP headed in our direction. If I wasn't so giddy from the excitement and champagne, I might be annoyed. First, I haven't dropped my smile once in 3 hours. My aching cheeks can attest to the fact. And second, it seems that everyone who has spoken to us during the after party has been a VIP. I feel like I'm in a receiving line. One executive after another has passed by with congratulations and nice to meet yous. Every part of my body is exhausted. But when I glance at the group walking our way, I see why Michael nudged me, and any hint of irritation dissipates. Oh my God, it's Samuel Sebastian. I barely have time to put my professional face back on before he's upon us.
Briston Shaw, Samuel extends his hand toward me. Pleasure to meet you. Congratulations on the award. Well deserved.
I imagine that the chair of Sebastian News Corp has probably been thoroughly prepped. There have been too many awards given tonight. Too many mentions of outstanding work in journalism for me to feel like he might be able to single me out without the help. Still, I'm thrilled to hear my name come out of his lips. In many ways, it's a dream come true. Hopefully, I'll make a good enough impression that he won't need the prep next time we're face to face. The pleasure is mine, Mr. Sebastian. It's an honor just to be in the same room with so many notable people in the industry, yourself being at the top of the list. I'm really a tremendous fan. He dismisses the compliment with a wave of his hand.
Samuel, please. My father doesn't even go by Mr. Sebastian.
I laugh politely and plan to introduce Michael, but that also turns out to be unnecessary.
Michael Endlich, it's been a while. You're producing New Jersey now? I should have guessed. Your hand shows in the work.
Stop enjoying this, she hisses, after we untangle ourselves from the latest encounter. Not a chance. I spy my assistant waiting for us at the press line, and I direct Briston toward him, sliding my hand against her upper back rather than her lower so I can feel the soft warmth of her skin. She starts when I first make contact, but relaxes into my touch quickly. I'm sure she doesn't realize she does this consciously. Her body already recognizes me as friend, even if her mind doesn't, and I don't envy the conflict it must stir in her. Not that I know anything about that kind of battle.
Good evening, Ms. Shaw.
Andre greets us when we're at his side. To me, he gives instruction.
I have you queued for next. Remember to mention your father and the other members of the family. Make every intention to sound like the official spokesman of the night. Hunter has yet to go through the line, and we both know he'll try to take that honor for himself.
I roll my eyes at the reminders. It's his job, and he's good at it. But I hate being told what to do, even if I told him to tell me. I'm also wary about Hunter's presence. I'd prefer he spoke to the press ahead of me so that I can massage any disparaging remark he makes. Any chance I can put my walk off a little longer? He looks at his watch.
It's getting late as it is. Reporters are getting antsy.
You need to get ahead of it. Briston speaks up, as though she's been invited into the conversation. I stare at her for a moment, wanting to tell her to butt out. But looking at her, I recognize two things. She's honestly trying to help, and she's right. Andre's silence means he agrees.
Then let's get in there.
He turns to the reporters closest to the front of the line, telling them to wrap up the interview they're currently conducting with the show's director and the man who plays Pinkerton. When Andre turns back to us, he focuses on Briston.
Enjoy the show?